Right here. All right. Coming up next, we have a great friend of the Nerdalogs. I like this guy a lot. He hosts a podcast called An Hour with Your Ex. This is Mark Coulomb.
Thank you. And the Poor Choices show now hosted on the Nerdalogs. So thank you guys for that. I swam my whole life till I got fat. I played water polo, but then I stopped because I got tired. I've been a lifeguard. I got my scuba card or whatever it is. So I've dove or dived or divin or however you say that. Really all over the world. I say these things not to brag or to boast. I say them so you can understand how surprised I was when I became sure that I was going to drown in a 10-foot by 4-foot windowless jail on a cruise ship off the coast of Florida. Okay, let me explain. I worked on a cruise ship after college, and I was a videographer. It was a dumb job. It was the perfect way to avoid my impending adult life in Sacramento. I was on the Crown Princess, for those intending to sue me. The newest vessel in the fleet, there are about 19 decks on the Crown, and as crew, we lived on deck 4, which placed us below the waterline. I shared my cabin/prison with a kid from Southern California named Rory, so I think you can imagine what that dude looks like. We called our cabin Bakersfield. What we turned into a room into a bar floating around in international waters. We maintained a closet full of booze and cigarettes. And to placate the underpaid and comically overworked cruise ship crew, they gave us tobacco and alcohol basically for free. So like at $1.25, I ran the numbers and I was losing money not smoking. Anyway, we sail away from Port Canaveral, Florida, a little after 3 p.m., and I had nothing to do since we were headed out to sea, so I brewed a pot of coffee to help jolt away the previous evening. I sat down in one chair that we had that barely fit between the desk and the previous mentioned liquor-filled wardrobe. The desk had a tiny TV on it, along with piles of empty Marlboro Light packages. A shelf above the desk had our 360, its cinder block-like power brick, and a coffee pot. In hindsight, I would suggest never placing hot beverages above eye level, just kind of as a rule to live by. I poured a cup of coffee and was about to light a cigarette when the chair started to lean backwards. Now, this isn't uncommon when you live on a ship. Ships list. You lean, it lists to port and starboard, and you list a little to port, and you bounce your way back to starboard. And later in life, you can entertain people with your knowledge of nautical terms. My chair continued to tip back, and the desk, television, coffee pot, Xbox, and an open case of soda cans I forgot to mention in the previous paragraph began to tip forward. Now, this was uncommon, and it kept continuing. Over the course of about a minute in real time and 4 to 5 hours in holy fuck I may die time, the Crown Princess listed a maximum of 24 degrees off center as it rolled back and forth. I became the star of a wacky silent film about a fellow that just doesn't know what to do with all these weaponized soda cans flying around his room. Then the coffee. Then the power brick of the Xbox. Then I was slammed back the other way. Then I threw my arms out as the soda, or pop for the yokels, came careening back at my shins flying around the cabin. Now, this supposedly horrifying thing I never see again. I was going to die on a fucking cruise ship. My last vision was your booby floating by as I sink to the briny depths. There's no rose reaching out, just a pot of hot coffee. I died like a Looney Tune on vacation. When the listing subsided, I paused the way any of you would to do a systems check and just make sure that you're still alive and your pants were not all the way shitted. I look left, I look right, I take a big breath, and then I slam open my cabin door. The Australian fellow next door summed up the event much better than this long-worded rambling account possibly could. Huh. Wicked. Yes, Adam. Yes, mate. It was wicked. The ensuing events and announcements all sort of jumbled together. No one died. Hate to ruin that cliffhanger, but I did live, sadly. Footage of the event has found its way onto YouTube, so search Crown Princess Disaster. My personal favorite of the footage is from the Youth Center. It's best described as the Poseidon Adventure crossed with Bugsy Malone. My friends were eating a late lunch in the buffet at the top deck. At silly time, we almost all died. they say they saw water from the pools pour out and, no joke, rush its way down the elevator shaft 19 decks. Those gentlemen on the bottom compared it to The Shining. We returned to Florida, offloaded the passengers, and the crew would be staying on board as we made our way back to our home port. But for that evening, we'd be staying in Port Canaveral. During the incident, much of the liquor on board had been destroyed, but somehow, some way, more than a few bottles remained unharmed till they made their way up to the crew bar that night. Look, you've been to parties, and I've been to parties, and I can promise you that that night the crew had what I can best describe as a celebration of life. It was the single craziest evening of my life. Everyone made it home with someone that night, and I think the idea was like, fuck it, we lived. Groups of people hung out in cabins together. More than a few couples started, and quite a few ended that evening. In the morning, we headed back to New York, and there was no serious damage to the ship somehow. Honestly, credit to the captain who had handled everything like a pro. The crew was incredible and cleaned the entire ship up and had things mostly back to normal before we made it back to dock. I leave you with one note. The movie that was playing that night, that evening for the passengers, no joke, swear to Dusty Rhodes, motherfucking Titanic.
Thank you, Mark. A lot of trauma, a lot of disaster this time. Man, I just thought of Little Mermaid when we said Under the Sea. You guys had some shit happen to you. So when Mark said about Nerdalogs hosting Poor Choices, which is true, and you should all listen to it, it's a great podcast, Clayton leaned over to me and said, hey, I was on that podcast. So let's give it up for Clayton, guys. He was on Poor Choices.
That was between me and you, Eric. Eric, that was a moment for me and you.
And I just ruined it.